High energy. Dude, I did not know the name of, I did not know the song was called what you entitled it when you asked me to play it.
Yeah. Well, did you see the, I've never actually seen the movie Seeing Elmo's Fire.
Me neither.
I only know the song, and I only know, is it our boy Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Ducks guy?
Yeah, I think it's one of the first, like, Brat Pack movies, right? So it's, is it part of the whole John Hughes, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink?
I think so. Was it the first or towards the tail end? But before we even go there.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I always forget this.
It's okay. I think that's one of the charming things that we do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast, Hot Tub. It's your boy, TJ. I'm with my partner in crime, Ron. How are you doing, Ron?
What is up? I survived.
This is a week of survival.
Yeah.
I'm with you. There's something in the air. Something's going down.
So this week, yeah. Normally, and then we'll jump back to our boy, John Parr. This week, I attended a virtual conference. I was supposed to go there in person, but apparently there's a pandemic going around, so they turned it into a virtual conference, and it was based on the East Coast, and it started at 8 a.m. on the East Coast.
Oh, nice. 5 a.m. virtual conference. I can't imagine anything more fun.
Do government stuff? Yeah.
So it's a government regulatory conference.
Yeah.
That's virtual. That starts at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And then you take a lunch break and go get a root canal.
Lunch break to shower. It was a lot.
Your day sounds so bad.
Well, and then
the whole world cries for you, Ron.
Oh, I appreciate that. And then, like, you can't really do out of office because no one's really going to believe you. And so,
right,
going to a conference all morning and then working late into the evening to kind of catch up where you were supposed to be with work originally.
I feel like I could go to conferences all the time and still do my job. Just have it going.
Yeah.
And then just turn it down once in a while when you have to, like, actually pay attention. And that, like, 20 minutes of each Zoom call that you really need to be paying attention to, but, like, the rest, you don't care.
No, the annoying part is they – so when you're an attorney, you have to do continuing education credits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But instead of just trusting you or signing an affidavit, they, like, drop the code in the middle of a presentation in the chat box. So if you don't have the display open, you won't be able to write down the code and you're not going to get credit for that hour.
Holy cow. So yeah, this is serious.
Yeah, it's kind of like lame that they do it that way.
So this is amazing because I thought this was like a conference, like, oh, you're going to go like meet new professionals and like do like some sales and marketing. But no. you're going to virtual school there.
Yeah,
Ron.
Learning
just
about
like
the,
our kids.
The FDA.
You were in virtual school. With your kid right next to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Your little daughter and son checking in with their second grade or whatever class they're in. And then you were doing the same with your old man.
That's continuing education. That's right. And I really like the subject stuff. It's just no one should have to do that at 5 a.m.
I agree. That is how do you, I would be out in 2 seconds.
Oh, I'm on fumes, but I was too pumped to cancel tonight.
We appreciate it.
Yeah,
people don't know what time we tape this, but we warm up the podcast hot tub around 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Right, when it gets a little dark and the lighting's right and you just feel like you can be more open and free.
That's
swimsuits
right.
Optional after 9 o'clock. Wait, what? No.
No.
No. No.
Never swimsuits optional. It's never. We frown upon that.
Well, with you and I, yes.
Have
we talked about this before? Have you ever been skinny dipping?
I have.
Or in our case, chunky dipping?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not skinny dipping.
No.
It's full fat dipping.
Well, yeah. It's rough at your house, though, because you got that guy who kind of just...
He just pops over.
He just pops his head over.
See this tuft of black hair just like pop up over the fence, and you're like, all right.
Here he comes.
We're recreating that neighbor scene that was in that Tim Allen show. What was that called?
Oh, Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. They had that famous neighbor where you only saw the top of their head and a little bit of their eyes.
Do you know his name for extra points?
Wilson?
You nailed it. You nailed it.
I was like, it's either that's Tom Hanks volleyball or the neighbor on that handyman show.
Yeah.
Or both.
Or
and
both.
It is.
It is both.
Oh, mind bending.
So yeah, it's been a rough week, and that's why I requested that song. It was one of those songs I remember burning early on like a mix CD that has like stupid music that you could blast in your car.
Sure.
Roll the windows down. Bohemian Rhapsody was on that CD.
I feel like, is it Nazareth? Carry On My Wayward Son. I don't know if it's Nazareth. Oh,
that would have been a really good.
Carry On My Wayward Son.
We need to play that one. Wait.
It's such a good one. Don't you cry no more. Who sings that? I can't remember. I'll look it up.
No, I can't even remember either. You're much better with band names than
I am. I'm bad with 80s hair bands, though. Like, all of those songs, like, everyone's Whitesnake to me. I don't know. Like, all of that era, everything was Foreigner. I don't know. Journey, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know them, but of course.
If you want to go down a fun 80s rabbit hole,
yeah.
Twisted Sister came to testify at Congress, and it was when Al Gore was pushing his wife's agenda.
Oh my gosh, Tipper Gore's like no swear word
hardcore
on the music.
Yeah, and like leading to this, and like they had this song that was about.
It was Two Life Crew, and they were.
It wasn't Two Life
Crew. No, but that was the time though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twisted Sister had you know, we're not gonna take it.
Well, and they had one song that it was Dee Snider that went in. And
shout out the devil.
And he was the only one, like everyone else that went in and testified, like wore a suit or nice clothes. And
sure.
He wore the full like glam rock outfit.
That's
in
so
there.
Great.
And Al Gore confronted him and he said, actually, this song is about one of our band members having surgery. And the only person who's inferred it to hurting other people is your wife. So let's move on. And like, you can like just see him kind of like freeze up and stuff. It was the biggest. There you go, laying the smack.
I'm gonna have to YouTube that.
Oh, it's,
I'm sure there's awesome clips out there. Tipper Gore was never my favorite. I could never understand the hypocrisy of the left when they went after censorship. I still don't understand it when they go after free speech now. It doesn't make any sense to me because they're all about the ACLU and personal rights, except for when they don't agree.
When they don't agree.
So weird.
It's so fun, and it's a fun rabbit hole to get sucked down to on like Instagram when like you see people, not alt-right, but conservatives go to some of these rallies and say, hey, will you talk to me?
Yeah.
Can we see? And they're like, no, this guy, it's a trap. Don't talk to him. Don't say anything. And have them call the police, and the police will come out and say, no, like, they have free speech, and you have free speech, and that's how all this works. Like, you don't just get to kick them out because they hurt your feelings.
I kick people out of my house when they hurt my feelings, but
that's fair.
I have private property rights.
That's right.
So,
and a gun.
Sometimes no. It's my children. You've hurt my feeling. No, I actually don't have any of that. I don't know if I have any property rights. I've given those all up to my wife.
That's true.
And then I don't have a gun. So I'm basically like just.
Are you sure you want to be saying that on the podcast?
I'm a beta male. Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. All right. So speaking of politics, I'm very stoked. In 7 days.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas in our house. It's like the Super Bowl.
Which is?
It's the first national presidential debate between Biden and Trump.
Is that in 7 ding, days? Ding, ding, like they have it on the calendar?
It's going to be on Fox News.
Oh no.
And Chris Wallace is hosting, and I read today that they might bring in Megyn Kelly as a special like guest host and moderator. Can you imagine the spectacle? This is going to be like a pay-per-view fight night. It actually should be a pay-per-view.
So not leaning either way, the only thing that I've heard this week that made me nervous is I guess they've repeatedly asked Trump if he believes in a peaceful transition of power.
He is trolling everybody.
I think he is, too.
He must be.
Right?
He goes, we'll see what happens
elections. And I'm just like, holy Moses.
I think maybe was
squatters
like,
right.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt is he's not planning some like military coup and like
right.
surrounding the White House with tanks and saying like, this is my house. Although you got to admit that would be pretty fun to watch because like everyone would just laugh about it. Right. Like, really?
Well, I'm just picturing like when there was a lot of foreclosures and stuff and houses were abandoned and people would go squat in them and then it takes a bunch of time to evict them.
Yeah, he's
like, I feel like that's what he's doing.
Rights.
No, I've been here for 4 years. I have rights. You have to formally evict me.
Technically, in California, it's nearly impossible to evict anybody, especially if you've established some period that you've actually been in the house
right.
with some right.
Yeah.
Right? So if you've been invited and you've been allowed to stay there for 3 months. Mm-hmm. The government basically says you have a reasonable expectation to stay there for a lot longer.
I think it's even shorter. I think it might even be a month.
Yeah,
it's
some crazy thing, and no one can get people out in California. So I can totally see Trump pulling like, that. It's going to be so
guys,
funny.
Guys, I have rights. You need to do the formal eviction process.
He's
going
to chain himself to like the desk
through the
Oval
Supreme
Office.
Court. You're going to have to go to the Supreme Court and get a writ to get me evicted. And
dude, Trump knows all about squatters' rights. I mean, like, he's been kicking squatters out of buildings forever, like, and like low rent buildings, right?
I don't know. Is it him or Donald Sterling?
I don't know. I think both of them are that way.
Yeah, they're both real estate guys. I'm sure they have it figured out.
Yeah, no, this is his game.
But back to like the debate, do you think he's going to try the same stuff with Hillary and start like pacing behind Biden as he's getting the answers?
Yes, he's going to be. I think Trump is going to take like whatever methamphetamine he is on.
Yeah.
He's going to get a double dose that day.
Okay.
And he's going to be coming in strong. And he's going to just be, he might be just like foaming at the mouth.
I want to find like a betting website and see what the over-unders are on like personal insults. Does he call him Sleepy Joe?
Oh.
Does he call him an old man? Like,
we don't drink, but we really need to. I think we actually could live commentate to this. Or at least we'll do a special where we watch the debate and we'll comment on it. I think that might be fun. But we're going to do it in a way where we have to, excuse me. Man, this Diet Coke is making me burp. I am so sorry.
Yeah, you're a little disgusting.
That
today is
disgusting. We're going to have to play a game where every time he throws out an insult, we get to eat like a pretzel or a chip.
Yeah.
Or like, or if he like comes up with a new nickname, we get to eat a donut.
Oh, man.
Sort of game.
No, I completely agree. We'll have to, someone's going to develop this on the internet. We'll find it. We'll
find something good
next week.
Yeah. And maybe we could rip through a ton of Arduous March stuff
all
at once. It'd be the Arduous March debate special.
A debate special.
Oh, my gosh. This is comedy genius.
Oh, my gosh.
Comedy gold.
But how else is everything going? Are you guys surviving virtual education?
We are. The pods are going great, so the kiddos are out. My oldest doesn't seem to have to go to school, so he's pretty stoked.
Yeah.
It's a couple hours a day, maybe, checking in.
Yeah.
My middle schooler is about the same. So he's living his best life. And
they're going to have a hard time when like they might have to work a full day.
And my elementary school child, we did some, you know, just some testing. My wife did some testing and found she's basically falling behind across the board. So we're doing a lot of extra work and I'm reading with her. And the best is I'm reading Harry Potter with her.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her bio mom is super anti-wizard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Harry Potter's the devil. So it makes me laugh to read it. It's almost hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. So does she have any idea that that's what you guys are reading together at night and stuff like that?
I don't care.
Ain't good for you.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I want my daughter to have a normal life. And so I'm letting her read a fictional wizardry book. And then she probably won't go to hell.
No, we should probably double check on my daughter. She seems so self-sufficient. That if you told me she was getting straight A's and everything's great, I'd believe you. But if you told me that she's only doing half the stuff and she's just selling it all really well,
right,
I'd believe you as well.
Right. That is where my daughter, she goes through that every other day. She has both those personalities.
Yeah. But
for sure, my
son, again, is how you can do kindergarten online is beyond me. But we did have a really funny moment. His teacher has a student teacher that's observing during this time. You apparently have to observe as part of your teaching credential.
And watch TV. I mean, basically that's what observing is now, right?
Yeah. And that's what it is. And so it was funny, like they were ending class the other day and the teacher's like, okay, we're about to get down a little bit early. Does anyone have anything they want to talk about before we go or anything to say? And my son says, yeah, I would like to teach the class right now. And the teacher's like, what? And he said, yes, I would like to take a turn to teach the class. And he said, okay, everyone, I want you to pull out your whiteboards and I want you all to look at my whiteboards and I'm going to draw a series of dots on my whiteboard and I want you to count and you can either with your finger show me how many dots I put on my whiteboard or you can write down the number on your whiteboard. And so he drew a bunch of dots and held it up for the camera to let everyone count, and everyone wrote a number on their whiteboard, including the student teacher whose name is Miss Hackett.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the Zoom and looking, make sure everyone got the right answer, and the student teacher had the right answer, and he looks at her and says, "Good job, Hackett." And everyone's just like, and he's like, "Okay, good job, everyone. We can call it a day."
So your son taught that lesson?
Well, like,
was he just messing around?
Or is
that the type of school that he's doing right now?
I don't know if that's the type of school he's doing, or if he was just winging a lesson off the top of his head.
That is so hilarious.
But that's how he is. He talks like a freaking adult sometime. My dad was making this large, intricate Lego set, and we went over to swim one day, and he saw the progress he was making and walked up and said, "Grandpa, you're doing a good job. I'm proud of you." And then just kept walking.
he's just laying down some positivity.
5 going on like 42.
That's so awesome. Well, you know, that lesson, that's such a funny lesson. That sounds as silly as that lesson sounds that your son did, right?
Yeah.
That's the type of schooling I feel like the kids are getting all the time, where it's like almost super, super simple because they're kind of dumbing it down for this whole teleschool thing.
Right.
It reminds me of the education. Remember when we in the 80s, they were always teaching like gorillas to like write and like do math and stuff and sign language? They'd have videos on this.
Are you saying our kids are the gorillas now?
I feel like they just took the curriculum from that 80s gorilla kindergarten class, sign language class.
Right.
And that's what they're teaching all of our kids because they didn't plan any curriculum.
No, they have no
idea. It all feels so simple. Like they're like, "Okay, today we're going to fill out a form and it says, what is your favorite color? Green? All right, you finished your homework." Like, you're in fifth grade. What's going on? Or fourth grade.
I don't know what the answer is, but I know the only time I was ever going to go to a school district meeting was probably a month ago. Did you hear about this? Our kids are in the same district.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people who were calling for the head of the superintendent. And everyone shows up to this school district meeting. And because we were mad. They had all of last year. They had all the summer to like get a plan together and figure things out and how to do this. And they did nothing.
Well, they did what we're all doing. They phoned it in.
Yeah. They said, that's future superintendent's problem. And so they started the meeting with, we have decided mutually to part ways. The district was Dr. So-and-so. And
goodbye.
It was met by cheers. I think it took some of the wind out of people's sails. They were coming to demand that person be fired. And she saw the writing on the wall.
Wow. That's some drama. That's some local town drama.
Right.
So speaking of drama,
lay it on me.
I read an article today that freaked me out.
Okay.
So Amazon came out with all their new Alexa products and all their home products today.
And where do you stand on Alexa? What is your stance on that?
So Alexa is probably, of all of the AI like assistants or whatever bots, whatever these things are called, right? Siri, Alexa, Google. I actually feel like Amazon's Alexa is the one that actually understands me the best. Okay. So I'm always shocked how good it is.
But you have an Alexa.
Because Siri, I have it. Siri is like talking to a 3-year-old. It's like it repeats back, "Did you really say this? Yeah. What?" Like, yeah. I hate Siri. Siri and I, we it gets to blows with Siri.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When it comes to Siri, like my wife is one of those people who's changed the voice of Siri to be like I think it's a male with like an English accent.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to read anything into that?
Well, does he sound like Colin Firth in Pride and Prejudice?
I haven't seen Pride and Prejudice.
You need to.
This is a red flag.
How many romance novels is she reading a day?
Like only, like most wives, I think one or two.
And Hallmark Channel is always on in your house?
Of course.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Time for some counseling.
No, we're only Hallmark people during the holidays. And then we'll religiously try to find bad Christmas movies.
Yeah.
But you were going into Amazon. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Amazon, they announced all their new products today with the Alexa and like their AI services for home products, right?
Right.
And they are just going deeper and deeper into our lives, and they announced the creepiest product ever.
Okay.
So Amazon bought Ring, which is a very popular doorbell camera, and they have some security system pieces, right? Yeah. I think you have one.
Yeah, I have a Ring Spotlight. Why didn't you have a Ring?
I don't believe in Ring. I believe that children should be able to ding-dong ditch me without being videoed. And I believe if you are brave enough to come up to my doorway and steal my Amazon package, you get it.
Fair enough. You believe in old America,
apple pie, free range kids. If you want to ding dong ditch me, I don't want to like post that video on our local, you know, like people do that in our neighborhood. I hate that. No, I probably would get a Ring, but I just don't care.
Interesting. Yeah. So you don't care to do it. You don't care about the installation, that sort of thing.
No, it's easy. That's not a big deal at all. So Ring.
Okay.
They're watching all our front doors and letting us know when people deliver our packages. They have a new flying home security camera.
Okay.
It's basically a drone. It's like a Roomba. Uh-huh. It has its own little base that it sits in, and it pops up and flies around your house to do some security.
Gosh.
It only turns on when you give it a task. So let's say you're like, did I turn the garage lights off? I don't know. I'll fly my drone over to the window and check it out.
Do you have to steer it, or can you just tell it?
So I think you map the house, and then you can have it do tasks like check the back door, check the pool.
Do you know what this is? So you have teenage boys.
Yeah.
You're laying in bed. You wake up at 2 o'clock, but don't remember if one of your boys got home.
Yeah. Oh, you could fly to their bedroom.
Ring, can you go to my boy's bedroom and just look at him while he's sleeping?
Oh, freak. That's so creepy.
I know.
This thing, I do not trust this thing. So this is another product I'm not putting in my house yet.
No.
And as someone who is in technology and specifically data and analytics, you don't know what this thing is going to be doing.
Okay.
No.
Can I say that my wife will probably be one of the people that buys it?
Oh, I want to go see what it... I want to use it, but I don't want it in my house.
Because she's one of those people where... And again, she has a forgetful husband who's, you know, has occasionally left like the stove on or something like that, to where laying in bed, go check out the stove or go do this, go check this out. Oh my gosh. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's super creepy. And so at this event, they announced all of these new Alexa features.
Okay.
So Alexa is now going to be smart and be able to switch off lights without being asked. So it's listening to see if no one's left in the room, and it'll just turn off the lights.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, and then here's another. I mean, like, this is creepy.
Okay.
It can take more active role and listen to your newborn cries, and it's like a baby monitor now.
Oh.
And so you can use your Amazon Alexa, right? Your little Fire or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember what they're called, but
there's the Echo, right? The Fire.
Yeah.
There's a Show.
Yeah, yeah. So all of these things, right? All of these devices now can be your baby monitor and let you know if they're crying. Dude. It's kind of crazy.
Alexa, send the drone to the baby room.
I mean, they have learned so much on how, if you just put a little microphone, you don't even need a camera, just a little microphone, they can learn where that, what room it's in, what's happening, and it knows your patterns. Creepy.
Do you think, so we're like, what, 10 years away from Skynet and Terminator?
My hope is we're more like the WALL-E show, where we're just flying around in like... in cruise ships, and we're just like chubbing it out and like enjoying TV and enjoying like good weather.
Gross.
Can we just be WALL-E people?
You know what? That's not unrealistic.
It could
be. And it's conducive to the demographic of someone who has a two fat dads podcast.
Right? Give me my universal basic income and let me just tan outside by the pool.
That's right. I mean, or we're just going to get hooked up into the Matrix.
There's that too. I feel like every time these video games, I get more and more immersed into one of my son's video games and like learn about it.
Right.
The more I can see how they can live in a virtual world and they have real currency, right? Like,
right.
You know, in Fortnite and these games where these special battle packs, although they are just bits and bytes, they're digital.
Yeah.
They actually have monetary value in that world, and people are willing to give their real currency for these fake things in a digital world. You can absolutely see a transition.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Gamer with, who was it? Gerard Butler? No, but the whole premise is like, if someone goes to jail, one of the ways to like lessen their sentence is they make themselves available for a video game and they wear this electronics and someone can control their actions on the actual battlefield.
Oh my.
And if your character like gets shot, it's like an actual, your guy's actually getting shot in real life.
That sounds terrible.
So again, I don't think we're too far away from this.
No, I don't. I agree. So that was super creepy. What, the question to you is,
okay,
what do you allow in your children's rooms? Because I was thinking about this and listening to all these things. The tools are cool, but do I want these things in my kids' rooms? What do you allow today?
I let them, they each have like an Echo Dot thing,
mm-hmm.
and we keep it on lockdown. They can't listen or talk to it after a certain time or before a certain time.
Right.
But it's one of those things, if it's Saturday and they want to turn on music and listen to music while they're doing their chores, or my wife's in the kitchen on the other side of the house and said, drop into my daughter's room. She can do that. And that way, like, they know to come and stuff like that. And so we're okay with it. And I'm glad it's Amazon, but I've also heard of like creepy stories out there where people have hacked Wi-Fi networks and gotten on like baby cameras and stuff like that and started talking to children at night. And so that's like my biggest fear, is someone hacks and starts telling like ghost stories to my kids at 10 o'clock.
My kids are, have been like, they wouldn't even think it's weird. They just, they're so immersed in their devices these days. And like, because of virtual school, they just be like, oh yeah, it's my teacher talking to me. Like,
it's my teacher. Oh, it's a random guy named Ron. He's talking to me. He drops in around 10:30.
Yeah. Chat. So we have the Echo and my kids love them. Right. Like they're like, you know, they go and take a shower, Alexa, play blah, blah, blah. And they listen to music. I'm telling you, I read this article and there's, they get onto that like creepy level over and over and over again. It's too much. So I'm thinking about taking them out of the rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's bold. Yeah. They probably help with tests and homework.
What?
Hey, Alexa, can you do 18 times 32 divided by 12 and the log of blah, blah, blah?
Exactly. Alexa, play Two Fat Dads podcast.
Dude, that's the only reason they should be using this.
I agree. Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
My phone just started dictating because we've been saying that over and over again.
So bottom line is, you're not getting the drone, but you can come see it at my house, because again, I think that might be one of the things my wife pulls the trigger on.
All right.
We're those people.
That's exciting.
I'm sorry.
You're going to have the drone. It's just going to be like attacking your dogs all the time. Oh,
that would be hilarious.
That would be fun. We found another use for it.
Yeah, well, take the dog walking. It's kind of like just the dog chasing the rabbit on the racetrack. Like,
yeah, you could totally do that.
Yeah. Man, the less we have to do.
This is going to be amazing.
I know. I'm really excited about this. Well, transitioning to one of our fun segments, are you ready for Am I a Jerk? And will you sing our theme song?
Am I a jerk? Am I a jerk? Ron, am I a jerk?
Oh, so let me know if you want to transition to this, or did you want to touch on the new law that our fearless governor signed into effect regarding car emissions?
Oh, I saw that today.
Yes.
So California has officially banned all gas cars by 2035?
That's correct.
So can you be grandfathered in? It just, they can't be sold?
There has to be some sort of grandfather in.
Yeah, because people love their old cars here. Like they're like, you know, like their 1969 Corvette or 57 Chevy or, you know, these. I'm not a car dude, so I don't know.
I'm not a car person either. I had a really hard time with that when I saw it. And I turned to my wife and I said, don't tell me that I have to drive electric. If I choose to drive electric, and I'm sounding like a freaking libertarian right now, and I understand that, I would rather someone say, make the dealers or make the manufacturers have like miles per gallon up to an average of 50 miles per gallon by that time, than say, we're fully committed to being all electric.
Yeah, I don't know if you paid an electric bill in California recently, but they have bumped up our rates.
It's like insane.
Yeah, like upwards of 50 cents a kilowatt hour. And so here we are, two fat dads complaining about our power bills.
And we're two fat dads.
It's crazy.
Do you know what two fat dads don't do? They don't sit and swelter in heat. We have that AC on.
Right.
We're not going to be hot.
No.
And so like, you're adding one more thing you have to plug in. Electric cars aren't cheap.
It's a fat tax.
And you're basically saying, like, okay, if you own a gas, if I'm the owner of a gas station right now,
right,
I'm like, cool, I have a useful life of like 15 years. And
what are we going to do with 30 million gas cars? Where are they going to go? Like, you're just going to ship them down to Mexico? Cuba. They're like, Cuba, you're still driving cars from the 50s. Now you can have them from the 2010s. You can have all our
California ones. Do you think...
It's in 15 years. This whole thing, Newsom is not going to get... I mean, I know he signed it into law, right? Something came through. But, like, there's no way they're going to... They put these up. It's totally him just putting on a show for everybody.
Do you think, and that's what I was going to ask you, do you think this is going to go the distance?
Yeah.
Or do you think...
And remember, last time a governor messed with the car situation was when we had Gray Davis, and yeah, he doubled the car tax.
Yeah.
So your registration fee doubled in 1 year. He got kicked out of office in 2 seconds, and Arnold Schwarzenegger became our governor. So that's what's going to happen. Okay. Everyone's going to freak, and there's no way this is happening.
And he's teeing up too, where it's going to be the future governor's
problem. Although I think we're all going to want electric cars by 2035. No one's going to be buying a gas car anyway, so it's kind of silly. And
you may be right, but right now, it's not affordable to the middle class.
No.
Or at least it's a hybrid combination.
I feel like I'm in the middle class, and it's too expensive for me.
Right. No, and I feel the same way. So if we're in the middle class, and we're in the middle, and... You know, that means there's people above and below that spectrum. Like, how do you tell, like, millions of people, oh, I'm sorry, your car takes gas, you can't drive that? Like, I don't know. It just all seems ridiculous.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
So speaking of other jerks, let me lay a couple of situations.
Oh, no. So that is a good segue into a jerk? Because Gavin Newsom, you are a jerk today.
You are a jerk for doing that.
I appreciate your vision of you trying to get us all to electric cars. I appreciate it. I want a Tesla. We all want Teslas. Did you just give us a Tesla, Gavin Newsom?
In that case, he's not a jerk.
He wouldn't give
every family a Tesla.
Everyone in California gets a Tesla. He's the Oprah of California. You get a Tesla.
Okay, then I can get on board. Okay, I have two quick stories for you.
Okay.
The first one is, am I a jerk for jumping out of the bathroom window to avoid my mom's attempt at forcing a reunion between me and my ex-fiance? Here's some backstory. He had been dating Sarah for many years. They were planning on getting married in 2020, but I found out that at the start of this month that she had cheated on me. Mm. She begged me to give her another chance, but I broke it off. The problem with being cheated on, in my mind, completely emasculating and humiliating. So I never told anyone the reason why we broke up, and for obvious reasons, Sarah didn't tell anyone either. So people blamed me for the breakup, including my mom. He goes on to say he has a very strict no contact policy with her, but his mom has
AKA been, restraining order.
He's been, but his mom continues to talk to her. So he writes, so tonight I go over to my mom's place because she's hosting family for Christmas Eve. I'm there for a bit talking to my aunts and uncles and cousins when the doorbell rings and I can see it's Sarah. I ask what the heck is going on, and my mom says she invited Sarah so we can work this out in the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm pissed now.
This is a Hallmark movie.
The only way to explain my side of the story is to tell everyone that I was cheated on. Complete humiliation in front of my whole family. So my mom goes to the front door. I go into the bathroom. My mom starts knocking on the door saying I need to come out and talk to my ex like an adult. And I say, he says, "Yeah, it." And he kicks out the screen. He jumps out the window. He gets in his car and goes home. His mom called a short time while after that saying that she's cutting ties with him over his behavior. And she's really fixated with the fact that he jumped out of the window, and Sarah will always be like a child to her. His sister called. She finally broke down and told her that Sarah cheated on him, which is why he dumped her. But she believes him to be lying to cover up for the fact that he jumped out a freaking bathroom window. So is he a jerk from jumping out the bathroom window?
I'm going to go with no. Not a jerk for 2,000, Alex.
Ooh. Yeah. Justify your explanation.
So here's the deal. Here is a man who has been jilted. He's been hurt.
Right.
And he's drawn a boundary in his life. And people won't respect that boundary.
Right.
Those people need to stay in their lane. They may not know the whole story behind that relationship.
But I don't... Do you think it's emasculating? I'm playing devil's advocate. Do you think it's emasculating to say that someone cheated on you? It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's not like a, hey, you're introducing yourself to someone.
I agree. I think that's a little over the top. I think that guy's got some, you know, some security issues, insecurity issues, right? We all do. So I'm not going to get mad at him for that. It's so hurtful, and he's trying to talk about how it's really hurtful.
Right.
But it is a bad choice of words. It's not emasculated.
Right. It's embarrassing. It hurts deeply, especially it depends. If it was a fiance.
It depends if you're emasculated, like if she cheats with like your younger brother, who's like, let's say she becomes a lesbian and you're like, you weren't man enough for me. That would be emasculating.
No, that's not emasculating.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be a relief. Because
you're right.
Because if someone said that to me and broke up to me for that, I'd be like, oh, cool. I don't have the right parts for you. And that makes me feel better.
That's true. Or unless they broke up and said, it's not only you're fine on the parts, but you're just depressing.
Yeah, I know there's ways that it could be emasculating, but if she wants him back, I agree with you. I think you set healthy,
it's a bad choice.
Healthy boundaries. You should have just leveled with your mother at some point. But
listen, kudos to him for being a gentleman and not just like destroying this chick's life.
Right.
And airing a lot of dirty laundry.
See, but
I think he secretly wants to get back to her if he didn't tell anybody, though.
Right. And
she
should have just ridden it out and like let him have some space.
Yeah, because honestly, though, if he really didn't want to get back with her, he probably would have told people. Why are you protecting somebody who hurt you? Like, he maybe has something there.
Yeah, and I'm just unhappy with the mother in this story.
So, as a parent, when I hear a story like this, I think, number one, I got to stop and don't meddle.
Right.
Don't meddle with your kids' relationships.
Yeah.
You do got to call and tell your kids if they're dating someone who's crazy.
Sure.
You could own that, but it doesn't sound like this girl's crazy. She just has some bad judgment and some loose morals maybe. Number two, I got to remember to have open lines of communication and make sure my kids want to talk to me.
Right.
I feel bad for that mother because she obviously doesn't have that type of relationship of trust, because I think I would have told my parents this situation.
And I think it's a bad relationship. I remember, and I've told the story on the podcast, I got Dear John'd on my mission, and my ex's family probably liked me more than my ex did. And, We were all in the same area, so would see each other at larger church functions, or at least my parents would see her parents.
At your Amish barn raisings.
Exactly, yeah. Those sort of things. Yeah. And they went up to my parents shortly after it happened and said, we're really mad at her. She did not ask our permission as to whether she could dump him on his mission, and we're really upset about this. And my mom, being the cool lady that she is, it says, why does she need your permission to be Amen. With whoever she wants?
Yeah, no like, kidding.
Even if that's just weird.
And super whack.
So yeah, we're in agreement there. The next one, I think you're going to enjoy this one as well.
Awesome.
Okay. So here we go.
Hold on. This segment of Am I a Jerk is sponsored by Diet Coke.
Okay. Am I a jerk for pretending to be an Appletarian for 3 weeks as a prank? I got the idea a few weeks ago to prank my friends for me pretending to be an Appletarian, meaning somebody who only eats food products that are derived from apples.
Thank you for the definition. I was going to say, is that and like a Mac person?
Would only drink apple juice or apple cider. I told them that I had read on the internet that eating apples was the healthiest thing for you. When I first told them, they thought I was joking, but they underestimated how committed I'd be to the joke. And whenever in their presence of one of my friends, I was careful to only be seen eating apples or drinking apple juice or cider. apples, gross. Whole, dice. It's like freaking Forrest Gump right now. Sauce inside an apple pie.
Apple pie.
Baked apples, candy apples, chocolate shaved off with apples. Finally, after about a week, they bought that I had become an appletarian, and they started giving me information about how unhealthy it was to only eat apples. But I wanted to stick to the joke. And this sounds like someone who's just trying to have a little bit of fun with her friends. Finally, after the end of 3 weeks, I walked into what I was being told was movie night, but it was actually an intervention for me. They were all super concerned about my well-being.
Did they bring snacks?
It had all sorts of information or whatever. Finally, I started laughing hysterically, and they were confused as hell, so I told them that I'd been faking it the whole time and had been eating real meals outside of their knowledge. I even took out some of the beef jerky from my pant pocket to prove it and munched on it. I thought they'd appreciate the joke, but they were actually really annoyed. My girlfriend even broke up with me over this because a few days ago, I had ruined our date when I told the waiter I only wanted apples because I was an appletarian and had embarrassed her for the dumb joke.
Oh my.
In my opinion, the joke was solid. And they should have appreciated my commitment to the prank, but did I go too far?
Dude, this guy's like Borat, that comedian Borat.
He's very nice.
This is a long con joke. I mean, this is like Andy Kaufman when he used to go on the late night shows with like David Letterman and play all those different characters. You played the weird Appletarian. That is with your girlfriend. At least put your girlfriend in on the joke, right?
Or don't ruin date night because of this.
Right. So I was all in on this person, this guy.
Sure.
Like, he is living his best life, and that he set an intention to pull this prank, and he did it for 3 weeks and had to get weird Apple products. And like, this was not an easy thing, but the fact that he did not bring in his girlfriend as part of the secret, right? Because she could have played it, right?
She could have.
Totally. Well,
some people can't. Some people can't be in on the joke. Some people...
Then they divert. Then this guy should not be with that woman then. Because I have a feeling he's going to be like, I've decided to become Episcopalian. Or like, he's going to change religions.
Is
he's
that
gonna,
like he, when you only eat... Like you're a vegetarian, but you only eat fish too?
It's... Yeah. Yeah, no. A pescatarian,
no.
Episcopalian, and a pescatarian and Episcopalian walked into a bar
and ordered an apple.
Say that twice. Yeah, I know you're close. You could prank people all day long if you have this kind of long con ability.
Right.
That's some amazing patience.
I think we're on the same page. I think the prank is okay because ultimately no one got hurt. I would feel. How would you feel if you were one of the friends and like you printed out like three different things showing how unhealthy it was as part of the intervention? Like, would you laugh?
I would die of laughter.
Okay.
Like, honestly, here's the deal.
Okay.
This guy probably did an Andy Kaufman-esque type thing where he probably went way too far, got into some fights over it before the intervention,
right?
Like full on sold it to people.
So we don't have the whole story.
We don't have the whole story. He's whitewashed this quite a bit, for sure. For sure. But regardless, people stay in your own lane. If you want to be an Appletarian, like, if it's for real, it probably has a mental illness.
I don't know. I'm more offended by someone being vegan than an Appletarian.
Well, you are vegan if you're an Appletarian. You're just even being more extreme.
There you go. That's probably true. No, I agree with you. I think the prank was okay. And I think if that was my friend, I would look at them and be like, yeah, you're a pretty weird dude.
You're a weird dude. This was a person, I don't think I'd be angry. I'd be like more... I feel like I don't need you in my life.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be mad. I'd be like, you're odd. So are we down with the girlfriend's reaction?
Yes.
Yeah.
He should have told her.
Or at least during date night, like when it came up.
Don't ruin the date night. That's just silly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Dude, you got dumped and you kind of deserved it.
What's your favorite apple?
I was going to ask you, and I don't think it's debatable. I think the Honeycrisp is by far and away the best apple.
It's a great apple. There's some ones coming up now, like these weird ones that I don't know the names of that come from like New Zealand.
Like the grapples and stuff?
Oh, no, not like a grapple. That's fake, dude. That's like a fake apple. They soak it in grape juice.
Do they really? Is that how they do it?
Yeah, it's not.
I feel like, so betrayed.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
I feel like someone was telling me they're an appletarian, and it's not true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing worse than a Red Delicious, though, right? It's the worst apple. It's a crapple. It's mushy all the time.
I don't feel like there's a lot of flavor there.
It tastes like cardboard. It comes in those cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just soaks up the flavor of that cardboard box.
No, and that's fair. That's the
lowest level apple farmer is someone who specializes in just the mushy Red Delicious.
But
you win a blue ribbon. It's a beautiful apple, though.
It's very pretty. It's big and it's shiny. It looks delicious, but it is not.
It's not. I don't know if you can make a Red Delicious actually live up to its name. Talk about a disappointment. I've invented a new apple. I will call it the Red Delicious. Bites into it after first season.
Just kidding. What's your apple?
I love the Fuji or. Fuji apple, because that's what I grew up with in Japan and Korea, style of apple. And I'm sure our listeners just love hearing about this. I really could go with a Granny Smith with some caramel.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
Anything with caramel.
Yes.
Oh, so speaking of terrible foods, mm-hmm. I mean awesome foods.
Yes.
You ready to end this in style?
Yeah, I am actually. We've got two amazing treats. Just try on our arduous march. I think you're afraid of these more than I am. So,
because this is one totally of our listeners slanted to like in, your upbringing.
Yes, and one of our listeners in Bangkok.
One night in
Thailand.
Can we do One Night in Bangkok as one of our like?
Oh, absolutely! Opening songs? I love Murray Head. One Night in Bangkok. It's a great song.
Oh, I'm so excited for next week.
Yeah. dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. We got these Thai chips. They're Pringles. Pringles brand, so they can't be that bad. And I'm so excited. The first one is salt and seaweed.
Okay.
Yum.
And then I have
sushi chips.
It's called Sanu, and it's larb flavor.
Larb salad. Do you know what a larb salad is?
No, but
it's a Thai meat salad.
We're a letter away from this being a big old tube of Crisco.
Yes, it's very close to saying lard salad.
Yes.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
Or nard salad.
I feel like that's something a junior high bully would give you. Like
nard salad.
Nard salad. Like a knuckle sandwich, a nard salad. It's just a swift kick to the ball.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to toss your nard salad. Oh, no. LARP. It could be LARP salad.
Live action role play?
Yeah, nothing worse than LARPing.
Yeah. You ever get into live action role play?
The worst life choice is not being a Red Delicious farmer.
Okay.
The worst life choice is being a LARPer after the age of 25.
You don't think you would get into it though? Like swords and arrows?
Make your own chainmail? No.
I had a
LARPer
companion.
Send the
who would
hate
do
mail.
That like on preparation day on our day off on the
Gross.
Mission. He would sit and make his own chainmail.
Yeah. There's a problem.
He was an interesting guy.
You know what? Let them go do their own thing. I'm sure their path of make-believe is fantastic, and it's probably better than my life.
It could have been worse. He could have been an appletarian.
Yeah. So what do we got? LARB. Let's try it.
Okay.
Give us a smell. What's in there?
It smells like cardboard. Hold on. Where are you?
As Pringles usually do. Oh, people love listening to us chew. Oh, these got crushed in the mail. Internationally shipped Pringles.
That's LARP. It just tastes like a potato chip. That one.
These are good.
They're.
I can taste the lime.
Yeah. Dude, okay. So these are arduous march. What's our scale? It's
1 to 10. 10 being impossible to eat.
Oh, that's
and
a,
one.
That's
this
easy.
Is a one.
Yeah, that's easy.
The name though, when you have a LARP flavor,
it does not have a lot of sex appeal.
It does not.
They need to work on their branding.
No, they're for Thai people. They know what LARB is. I'm sure they look at it and go, oh.
No, they know. They know it's not sexy.
Oh, please.
Dude, we're two fat dads. If we can't be the barometer on what's sexy with food, then please. I don't know who else would
all right,
do that.
So job. I grew up eating seaweed all the time.
Right.
Like sushi rice, and seaweed.
I know, but my parents loved me, so I didn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Salt and seaweed. Here, have some, my friend.
I would have thought that it would have had like a green hue to it, but it does not.
Yum. Those are even better than the larb. These are ones.
These are not good.
They are so good.
This tastes like...
I don't even taste the seaweed.
This tastes like what a baby's diaper smells like.
No way.
And then a potato flavor after that.
I don't taste any of the seaweed. It just tastes like salty...
Okay, I'm giving it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I would reach for unless I was, like, hungry and there was nothing else.
Look, they got, like, 2 little sushi wraps here. There's, like, a little bit of... What's it?
California roll.
Yeah, it looks like a hand roll. That's what I was thinking of. It's a sushi hand roll Pringle.
There you go.
I'm in. They're great. These are ones. Thank you, thank you, thank you, our listener Mary in Thailand. These are delicious. What?
Thank you so much, Mary.
I would eat these normally. I especially love the larb chips. So if anyone offers you a larb salad or larb flavored Pringles,
you can take it.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on it. So, okay. And then next week, we're going to get our act together. We're going to
the Sweet Suck Teen. It's happening.
It's happening next week.
Actually, next week is going to be, yeah, it's either going to be the Sweet Suck Teen or our debate special, depending on that place. Special.
It might be a little bit of both.
Could be both.
There you go. Well, until next week, buddy.
Good to see you, Ron.
Good to see you.
Take care. Bye.